When Lord Mansfield built Kenwood House in 1754, it would have been situated in countryside that provided an escape from London's noise and crowds. Part of the reason he chose the location is that it sits on a hill commanding spectacular views of the city, including the River Thames and St. Paul's Cathedral. Today, the views remain breathtaking, and the natural setting is preserved by Hampstead Heath, the large and uncultivated park in which the house sits. Mansfield was a politician and judge whose reforms of English law included some of the first steps to end the slave trade. When he built his splendid house outside London, he wanted the design to reflect the enlightened ideals of the age. He hired Robert Adam, a fellow Scot, and one of Britain's most celebrated architects. Adam's neoclassical design captured this intellectual spirit perfectly, and Kenwood remains one of the architect's most perfectly accomplished buildings. The gorgeous classical exterior is matched by spectacular designs inside that have remained remarkably unchanged up to the present day. The Mansfield family would own Kenwood for the next 150 years. However, later generations would spend less and less time on the estate. By the 20th century, the house was rented to tenants as the Mansfields chose to spend more time in Scotland. The people who lived in Kenwood at the beginning of the last century included the American heiress Nancy Leeds, whose tenure ended when she married into Greek royalty. Other tenants were not so lucky. Grand Duke Mikhail Mikhailovich, cousin to Nicholas II, last Tsar of Russia, lived at Kenwood. He had been sent into exile because of a marriage of which the Tsar disapproved. In 1917, the Russian Revolution destroyed what was left of the Grand Duke's fortune, and he had to leave London for the south of France. Even though his time in Britain was marked by personal scandal and financial catastrophe, the Grand Duke seems to have enjoyed his time on Hampstead Heath, and even today, it is easy to imagine how the European aristocracy must have lived and loved in the years before the First World War. By 1922, the house had fallen on hard times. The 6th Lord Mansfield auctioned the contents in a sale that lasted 4 days. There was even a danger that the house would be demolished and the site redeveloped. One of London's great architectural gems might have been lost forever. Salvation arrived in the form of Edward Cecil Guinness, of the celebrated Irish brewing family. Guinness not only bought the entire plot of land, including the gardens, but filled the house with a world-class collection of art. Kenwood's treasures include an extremely rare Vermeer portrait, one of only 34 in the world. This is complemented by one of Rembrandt's most important and enigmatic self-portraits. Work on Kenwood House continues. English Heritage, the organization that administers the house, has been tracing some of the objects and furnishings that were sold off in the 1920s. Sometimes it is possible to repurchase the items and restore them to their original setting. The landscaped gardens are much as they would have appeared in the 18th century. Guinness never lived at Kenwood, but in one of the philanthropic acts for which his family were famous, stipulated that the house should be open free of charge to the public. Today, anyone who makes the trip across the heath can enjoy house, gardens, and art collection free of charge.